Hello, welcome to our Pharma Excipients webinar with Quality Cloud. After this webinar, you will have a good impression about how Quality Cloud can save your company hundreds of hours a year. I would like to welcome Nadine Plättler, the founder of Quality Cloud. Hi, Nadine.
Hello, Markus. Thank you for the introduction.
Oh, you're welcome. Nadine used to sell pharmaceutical raw materials during the past 10 years. And then she decided to improve the document flow between raw material producers and their customers. So she founded Quality Cloud. Nadine will present us in the next around 30 minutes Quality Cloud solution and its advantages. Afterwards, we have a Q&A session and you have the chance to ask questions. And of course, in between, you can put your questions also in the chat and I will interrupt Nadine to ask the questions. So the stage is yours, Nadine. Go on.
Thank you. Okay, so hello to all the participants and welcome to my webinar. I'm happy to present in front of such an international audience today, live. Markus mentioned my name is Nadine and I am the founder of the company Quality Cloud. I will guide you through the webinar. So I will share my screen, my presentation. Okay, here we go. So first, I'll show you the overview of my presentation of the today's topic. So I'm going to explain what is Quality Cloud, what are the many advantages of our web portal, does Quality Cloud fit to your company? After that, we are going to have a look into the web portal with some screenshots and functions. Later, I will let you know what we will include in the next releases. And I briefly mention our possible additional services. And before we start the Q&A session, I will have some words about the company itself. So, what is Quality? Quality is a web portal that simplifies the distribution of quality documents for any kind of raw material producers. So it is about documents like BSE statement, allergen statement, GMO statements, any kind of specifications, MSDS, certificates like halal, ISO, kosher, GMP, or any kind of product information about your raw materials. Or also marketing information concerning brochures, maybe a little video about your product or about your company. So basically any information you want to get out to the market, out to your customers and distributors, and any information your customers repeatedly ask for. So instead of sending it out by email, numerous times, you just upload it once to our web portal, and from there you can authorize your customers who can access which information, and from that time on they can just download, access and download what they need. So, but it's important that you know you can always define what your company, what your customer can see and access. So you don't have to give them access to your whole portfolio, maybe just what they are already buying or what they're intending to buy. So you are always in control. So to the most important advantages, because you don't have to send numerous emails repeatedly throughout the year or repeatedly every year, you save a lot of time. And whenever you have a new or an updated document, you upload it to Quality Cloud one time and your customer will get an automated notification. So again, here you save a lot of hours through during the year. Then Quality Cloud is a web-based portal, so there is no installation needed. So you don't have to involve your IT personnel. And your customers and also distributors, they really appreciate a system which they can access even if you're on holidays, even if they're in a different time zone, maybe if they work on the weekends. So anytime they can see your most current documents. Then huge savings. This is meant compared to when you develop your own solution. So imagine you want to plan on your own solution. You need to sit together with different developers, planning. You need to have 4 to 6 meetings until it even starts. And this already costs more than our subscription, our yearly subscription. And again, there is no IT effort needed. So you don't need any servers, you don't need any installations, any maintenance also. So again, here you save money and also time. And last but not least, you can authorize your distributors. So your distributors can access your documents. If they are allowed, you can define this. If they are allowed, they can share the same documents with their customers. But within the company, within the distributor's company, within your company, it's kind of a confidential area. So you will not see your distributor's customers. They will not see your other customers. So within the company, it's totally confidential. So here we come to a very important slide, which shows how much time you can save. So on the left side here, imagine a portfolio of 10 products with 50 documents each, sold to 100 customers. So we calculated or estimated the time which you need to answer one customer inquiry. So imagine you receive a customer inquiry, let's say for a new BSC certificate, a BSC statement. You need to check, okay, why does the customer ask it? Are they already buying the product or not? You need to write the email, you need to find the document, maybe you need to update it. All in all, you might need up to 6 minutes of your time. And this is just to answer one customer inquiry. On the right side with Quality Cloud, you need to upload the document into Quality Cloud, authorize the customer, and you only need 1 minute. So you authorize the customer to access. In the future, they can always access on their own without asking you for further permission. So all in all, you save 5 minutes here. Then if we sum it up to 100 customer inquiries for 10 documents, maybe twice a year. So roughly, we come up to 200 hours, which you need during the year to answer all of those customer inquiries by email. So if we compare it to Quality Cloud, that means that you would have to upload 500 documents, but then you're all set. You authorize the customers for their access, and it takes about 13 hours of your time. So that means roughly you save 185 hours. And that's not only your customer service personnel, it's also quality people, sales people throughout the company who can save a lot of time. Then not only you need to send out documents initially, but you also need to send out the updates to your customers. So again, once you send one document update to the customer, you need to check whom to send them to. You need to write the email. Everything estimated is about 5 minutes. On Quality Cloud, you just replace the existing document with the updated document. You save almost 5 minutes here. And again, if we sum it up to send 50 document updates to 100 customers by email, you need at least 230 hours. So here we assumed that you can send a combination of some documents or emails. So it's not calculated one by one, but still the number is important and it's really, really high. So when we compare it to Quality Cloud, you just need to replace those documents one time. The system informs your customers automatically by email. And herewith, again, you save 230 hours a year. So, who is quality for? Initially, we started developing it for the pharmaceutical industry, but then we quickly realized that also cosmetic raw material producers, food, chemical producers, they have the same problem with lots and lots of documents. So we already expanded our web portal to include all of those customer segments. And it also makes sense because the differentiation, pharmaceutical, cosmetics, is not always 100%. So also pharmaceutical companies, they might have cosmetic raw materials and the same with other segments. So we have included that already. And if you're in a different segment, we are happy to look at it if it works with Quality Cloud. So now we are going to look into the web portal so it will become more clear to you how it can work for you. So here we see a view of a typical raw material producer, and in this case, they sell active pharmaceutical ingredients, cosmetic raw materials, excipients, food ingredients, and you can see the single products listed. If we go into food ingredients here, we see a single product. Let's take astaxanthin, and we have certificates listed, MSCS, packaging information. And here we can also define more folder names for you if you need them.
Sorry, Nadine.
Yes.
Short question. These folders, like you said, API or Aljustine here, you can customize them?
Yes, we can. So should you be in another industry, or for example, if we go back here, a producer asks for just a folder pharma products, I think it was. So we can also do that. So we can adapt it to your needs, and it's done in a few minutes. So this is really fast.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay. So now we are in the product astaxanthin, and for example, for the certificates, you can see here, you can always define a created on date for the document when it was created. You can add a version, a public note. Public means that your customer, if the document is shared with them, they can see the note. You can define the language, the kind of certificate. So these are all information you can add. Then the upload is really easy. You can basically throw the files into the system. So as you can see here, you can just throw it into certificates. And this is an example of PDF. You can also upload movies, JPEG, documents, doc files. So almost anything is possible. And that's how it looks when you have uploaded the documents. So again, here you have a created on date, and the system automatically selects 3 years by default for the valid until date. And that's also a function of the system. So it will notify you before your document expires. You can set it in the system if you want to be notified 1 month ahead, 3 months ahead, 5 months. So that's selectable. And also later, when you replace a file, this is also done in here. Then here we are in the sharing menu. You see the menu point share on share. So the first time when you share something with your customer, you just need their email address. The second time, they will be on the list selectable. And you can define which document you want to have them, you want to give them access to. So you can really go down to the document level. you can decide packaging information is not something you want them to have, or you want to share the whole folder or only part of the folder. So here you can really define it basically one time. You go on set shared documents, and in this time, your customer will receive an email with login information, and from then on, they can access your documents. So should you have a lot of email addresses or basically a lot of customers, you don't want to type them in here by its own. So you can use a template, you can upload all of your customer email addresses at once, and they will show up in the list. So you can just easily select them from the list here. Then there is a place where you can quickly check what you have shared with whom. So here you see, for example, for Bisabolol, you have shared it with 4 different customers, and you can search by the product or also by the customer name. So you can check what you have shared with customer A or the other way around. And this is just to check quickly if you're not sure about it anymore. But you also have another option on the next slide. Here we are in the reports. So you have the possibility to extract 4 different kind of reports. So it will generate Excel files for you. Customer contact data is something you will have yourself anyway, but the file change log, that means you can track who in your company uploaded documents, deleted, restored, changed them in a way. Change means basically, replaced or changed the version. Customer authorizations, this helps you to see which customer has access to which product or which document. And with the access frequency, you can check how often does your customer log on, what have they downloaded, and also what version of the document they downloaded. Okay, then kind of a new function, customer requests. This is kind of a lead generator. So any kind of customer who logs into Quality Cloud, they can see your company name. If you don't want this, you can also turn it off, so that's possible. But basically, they can see your customer, your company name, and also the titles of your product. So only the product names, but not your documents. So if they feel like, okay, Bisabolol, I'm interested in that, I want to know more, they can ask to access your documents. You receive an email, but also a notification in Quality Cloud. And here you can then manage the access. So maybe you don't want this customer to access, you don't know them, you want to contact them first. You can do that with the company information, or you can decline. If you click on Manage Access, you're automatically taken into the sharing menu and you can define the new access. Then for the certificates of analysis, you can also upload them. And here we decided to make it a separate menu because you don't know to which kind of customers you will sell your batches. So basically, you just need to upload your certificate of analysis with the batch number. And this serves as a password for the customer. So on their end, they can retrieve your certificate of analysis entering the batch number. Okay, so this is just to quickly...
question, Nadine?
Yeah.
this is still the company view, right? We'll see later on the customer view.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to show you how your customer can see a profile or your profile, how it looks to them. I will show that to you in a few seconds.
I see. Okay.
Okay. Here you can see the settings. So this is how to set the expiring documents months. So how many months in advance you would like to be notified. And recently we developed quite a lot of new settings where you can add a stamp to your documents, where you can have the system automatically send you reports. So this has just been implemented in the last few days, basically. And if you're interested to know more, I can send you more info later. So now we already come to the customer side. So this will be the customer view, how they, when they log on, how they see the system. So in this case, a customer can see three different companies. And because of those companies have shared any kind of documents with them. So before we were in the demo producer. And again, here we have it, the Astax Antin, and they can see basically a similar view. And here, this customer can see five products. So Astax Antin, Fibrolin, so those who are clear, those who are half transparent, the customer doesn't have access to. They can see that it exists. If they're interested, they can ask for access, but at the moment they don't have any access. You as a producer, you also have the possibility to hide those products. So don't be afraid. You can also upload any kind of products maybe which are not on the market yet. You only want to share them with specific customers. So that's also a possibility. So if we go into one of the products, you can see the single documents here. The customer even has the possibility to find out what has been uploaded just recently. And they can just go to download here. It will be downloaded in a zip file. Altogether, whatever is selected. So here we come to a big advantage of the system. It sends out automatic notifications whenever you update the documents or you add new ones. So first of all, the customer will receive it as an email and here with a link. And in the account, they will receive notifications and also those will stay for at least a month. So again, logged in customer, as I mentioned before, they can see any kind of company who is on Quality Cloud. They can see the company name. If they would click here, they can request access for the different products. And if you don't want this, you can also turn that off. So that's a possibility. So up until now, we have users from Brazil to South Korea, so almost worldwide. And even in China, we have tested for access, so that works perfectly. Then we already come to our next releases. So release 5 has just been completed. You now have the possibility to add a date or a timestamp on the documents. So your customer will see the stamp whenever they download your document. That could mean something, you could print something like this document is only valid for your customer's company, or you're free to define the kind of sentence what you want to add there. Then we are looking into giving the customer a possibility to ask you when a document is expired. And later on in the year, we will also have a possibility where a customer can ask for samples. So that will generate an email to you as a producer, similar to the customer requests for documents. And we're really happy about your feedback. So with your feedback, we continue to add different kind of functions and improve quality more and more. So anything, yes?
So if there is someone who misses a specific feature, he can ask you to include it, and you're open to discussion?
Yes, we're very open for discussions. And the thing is, it has to fit to our general strategy. So if we implement new features, it has to, well, it will be visible for all the producers, and it has to fit to also the general needs. But really approach us if you have any kind of thoughts or feedback, we are happy to discuss. Okay, so here we come to our additional services. We help you to upload the documents if that's too much work for you. If you feel like you don't want anything to do with it, we can also upload it during the year. Anything new, you can send it to us. We put it into the right folders, we meta tag, we manage the whole file system. And for bigger companies, we also build REST APIs to connect to your internal systems, to your CRM, which then take the documents or any kind of changes automatically out of the CRM into our web portal. Okay, so we come to some myths, what we hear quite often. Some customers say that companies, they will lose close contact with their customers if they sign up for a digital platform like ours. And we would really say not at all, because your customers, they will still contact you for prices, for market information, for orders, deliveries, etc. So you will still be in close contact, but the customers, they really, really appreciate to have systems like this. So especially the younger generation, they don't want to call anymore to ask for help. They don't want to write an email to ask for any kind of update. They want to access a system and have the answer right there. Another myth is it takes too long time or too much time to upload the documents. It does take a little time to upload, but what you can save after you've uploaded is far more. And also, if you really have a lot of documents, as mentioned before, we can build a connection to your system. So this is not a problem anymore. Okay, so this is already the last slide. Some words about Quality Cloud. It was founded 2 years ago. And as Marcus mentioned in the beginning, I have 10 years of experience in distributing raw materials. And the distributing documents, it just increased during those 10 years dramatically. So that's why this idea came up. And so we thought we need to find a solution to facilitate this document flow. And that's what we did.
Thank you very much, Nadine.
You're welcome.
So it's even a little bit less than 30 minutes.
Oh,
perfect.
Maybe I forgot something.
Everyone was able to catch everything. If there are any questions, type them either in the chat or in the F&A, and we will try to answer them. Nadine will try to answer them directly. Right now there aren't so any more like the ones I did. You want to tell something about your testimonials?
Well, we have very happy producers so far. And whenever we talk to new producers, they really agree with our idea that it really helps to save a lot of time, make life easier for everybody. So not just for you, also for your customers, for your distributors, for the distributors customers. So if you sign up for a solution like this, also your distributors will be really happy about the solution they get.
I think so too. Thank you very much. There is a question actually, how safe is the platform, is asking someone.
Yes. So the server is based in Switzerland, in a data center where also the Swiss banks are hosted. So everything is set up redundant, and also upload and download are encrypted. And companies, they can just access with a login. And if a new customer accesses our platform, they cannot see anything unless you authorize them first.
Sounds like a good answer. Any more questions? Otherwise, I have to thank you and, of course, all the participants. Oh, there is another question. For which industry, apart from pharma, is your solution available?
So far, we also have customers for the cosmetic raw material industry. We are talking to a lot of potential customers in the food industry. And it would be possible also for documents for finished dosage forms. Well, that's also pharma, but also medical devices. So basically everywhere where you have a lot of documents to repeatedly distribute to your customer.
Okay. Another question is your pricing. What is it based on?
Yes, the pricing is based on the number of products you wish to upload. So depending on your portfolio size, we start with around 2,000 euros a year. And this is for 1 to 5 products, if you wish to upload documents to 1 to 5 products. And then you have unlimited internal users. You can upload unlimited files into those 5 products, and you can share them for an unlimited number.
Okay.
More questions coming. That's great.
Yeah, there's another question. That's a great solution. I will get in touch to try.
Okay. That's also a good comment.
That's a good comment.
Okay.
Is there any more question we would be pleased to answer? Otherwise, I have to say thank you very much to all the participants and to Nadine.
Thank you very much for giving me the possibility.
Absolutely welcome. And of course, you will get thanks, a great presentation, good. You will get a mail where you can enter the video again, so you can have a look again at all the presentation from Nadine. Thanks a lot, Nadine. Goodbye.
Thank you, and thank you to all the participants for joining today. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.